This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. With new figures out that oil leaking into the Gulf is twice the amount as we previously thought, the pressure on BP increases. And as the company sees its once robust share prices dropping like a rock, international tensions are now starting to show. Yesterday, London Mayor Boris Johnson criticized the way BP has been portrayed in the United States.
When you consider the huge exposure of British pension funds to BP and to BP's share price and the vital importance of BP, then I do think that it starts to become a matter of national concern if a great British company is being continually beaten up on the international airwaves.
Now, the specifics of what he's talking about is a move here in the U.S. and calls in Congress and in Washington for BP not to pay dividends to its shareholders until it has first made whole people in the Gulf, their families, their businesses, and all of the lives that have been soiled and sullied by the massive oil spill. Does BP need British protection? That's the question now. Joining us with more from London is BBC Business reporter Lucy Hooker. Lucy, good morning.
Good morning, Todd.
Does BP see the U.S. approach to does Britain rather see the U.S. approach to BP as anti-British or just as some populist anger here?
Well, I'd have to say up until now, obviously, it's been a huge science story, environmental stories, business story here. But this week, it's exploded as a political issue. We've had business leaders stepping into the fray, calling for the British government to do something about these attacks on, as you heard the mayor there say, the great British company of British Petroleum. Now, the mayor's not known for his reticence. He's quite a colourful character. But actually, the kind of things he's been saying have been reflected in the press here as well. The Daily Telegraph saying Obama's foot is on the throat of British pensioners, suggesting that the US administration is pressuring the company not to pay its dividend and British people are all going to lose out because of those political moves in the US. So the government's responded. Prime Minister David Cameron's going to talk to President Obama over the weekend on the telephone. But when you look at it a bit more closely, it's not, in all honesty, easy to see how much of a basis there is for these accusations of anti-Britishness, because there's a lot of tough talk from Obama over BP, over Tony Hayward, but in terms of British rhetoric, a lot of it seems to boil down to the fact that Obama's calling the company British Petroleum. Its name's actually BP. It changed it about 10 years ago. And it's just the mention of the name that seems to be provoking a lot of this feeling.
And BP is fond of saying that it now stands for Beyond Petroleum. That's a little rhetorical flourish that people like to snicker at here in the United States. Well, this to a lot of people here, it seems like the British outrage only started when the U.S. said they were coming after BP's dividends, not before.
Yeah, I mean, BP are between a rock and a hard place here. Do they pay the dividend and keep their already beleaguered investors happy, or do they bow to US pressure? And in the long-term interest of the company, you know, maybe they do need to hold off on the payment of that dividend because, they can kiss goodbye to future concessions, they can kiss goodbye to their customer base if they get it wrong in the next few weeks and months in the US.
Well, Lucy Hooker from BBC in London, I don't think that Tony Hayward has been enjoying his stay in the United States that he's had here. He is the national whipping boy right now. The question is whether the whipping of BP itself will continue and whether the Brits will stand for it. Lucy Hooker, BBC Business Reporter, thanks for joining us.
That meeting on Wednesday is going to be interesting.
Oh, yes.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.